Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 15th. Governor John Hickenlooper says this year's legislative session was the most productive of his 7 years in office. But as Bensa Berkland reports, he's contemplating a special legislative session to tackle transportation.
The major bipartisan transportation package of the session failed, despite the backing of the governor and legislative leaders in both parties. And Hickenlooper says a separate, expansive bill that also adds more money for roads won't fill the roughly $9 billion shortfall over the next decade.
We're not even going to have enough money to fix I-25 North and South and I-70, let alone all the projects across the state.
The governor says he's also befuddled that lawmakers couldn't agree on how to fund the state's energy office. The measure failed on the final day of the session over a disagreement about the role of renewable and traditional energy inside the office.
We are now the only state in the Western United States that doesn't have an energy office. How does that reflect us as being a leader?
Hickenlooper says those are two issues he'd like to address in a special session. He says he'll make a decision by Monday. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Rocky Mountain Community Radio member station KBUT in Crested Butte filed this story about a spike in the number of hepatitis A cases in the state.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment reports that cases of hepatitis A are on the rise. 26 cases have been reported in Colorado this year, which is more than the state sees in a typical year. Most cases are along the Front Range, and all were with adults. At-risk adults are encouraged to seek vaccination. Hepatitis A is a liver infection. Typically, a person gets the virus by ingesting food or drinks contaminated with stool from an infected person. Hepatitis A can also spread through sexual contact. People at higher risk of catching hepatitis A are those who live with or have sex with someone who has hepatitis A, people who inject drugs, and people with chronic liver disease. Hepatitis A vaccines are routinely recommended for children, but most adults have not been vaccinated. People who have general questions about hepatitis A can call Colorado Help at 303-389-1687 for answers in English and Spanish. Symptoms of hepatitis A include yellow skin and eyes, fever, fatigue, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, dark urine, and light-colored stools. Symptoms develop between 2 weeks and 6 weeks after exposure. The illness can be severe and last several weeks or months, but rarely does hepatitis A cause liver failure or death. More information on hepatitis A can be found at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website, cdc.gov. For KBUT, I'm Chad Rich.
Colorado legislators are proposing a bill to help more Colorado schools pay for testing for lead in their drinking water. Meanwhile, some Colorado schools have taken on the cost themselves. For Connecting the Drops, Shelley Schlender has this report.
Water is so good for health, Jefferson County Stober Elementary strives to make it the favorite drink. Fourth grader Aram says it's perfect after exercise.
When I play Capture the Flag, I get a really quick drink.
He heads to his favorite water fountain.
Tastes really good and tastes cold.
The water's good in another way, because this Denver Metro School District has been testing every single sink and fountain for the heavy metal known as lead. After all, excess lead can damage health.
Typically, the levels that we see are really related to cognitive problems later in life. Kids not learning as well, kids not being able to pay attention as well at school.
Mike Van Dyke is Colorado's Chief of Environmental Epidemiology. He says lead contamination is more common than most people realize. As for the source,
lead paint, lead in soil, and I think if you're in an older house, you need to at least think about lead in your water.
Many Colorado school districts are thinking about lead in their water because many school buildings are older. Plus, last year came the tragedy of Flint, Michigan. In Flint, cutting corners on water safety left some homes with lead in drinking water hundreds of times higher than what the Environmental Protection Agency considers safe.
Flint, Michigan brought lead in water to the surface.
Kim McDonald directs environmental services for Jefferson County Schools and its 85,000 students. While public water providers do random checks of homes for high lead levels, they don't test schools. McDonald says Jeffco schools had not checked water levels of lead for nearly three decades. So last spring, JEFCO started testing every single fountain and faucet in the district.
We have probably spent overall between water sampling and fixture changes at some of the schools, probably around $300,000.
JEFCO has tested around 7,000 sinks and water fountains. They've been checking location by location. They've found higher lead in water where pipes are corroded or when water's been sitting. McDonald points out that excess lead in water can happen anywhere with metal pipes.
Anybody who has plumbing and water fixtures has the potential to have some lead content in them.
93% of JEFCO water samples have come back safe. That's a better grade A than the EPA's 90% standard mandated for random tests of home drinking water. But for the sake of kids, JEFCO wants no excessive lead. So the school district has replaced the most corroded plumbing. For an example of stagnant water at Stober, McDonald heads through the library, past a coffee machine, to a quiet corner with a little sink.
This is the only location at which we found an elevated level of lead.
It's a supervised location. Still, they've labeled the sink.
We've got the picture for the wee ones that can't read that has a faucet with a glass of water underneath it and a circle with a line through it. It also states on there, do not drink for hand washing only. You know, the water here in this sink is appropriate for hand washing. We wouldn't want anybody to fill their water bottle here.
For people who want to check for lead at home, McDonald says contact local health officials. She adds that one way to reduce lead in drinking water is, first thing in the morning, at least do this.
It's a good idea to run the water until you feel a change in the temperature and it becomes more cold.
How many times do we have to do that?
Cold means fresher, which might be why Stober Elementary students call the most popular and flowing water fountain the best.
The water here is colder.
It tasted really good.
To keep it really good, JEFCO Schools plans to test each school's water for lead every 5 years. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Shelley Schlender.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support for this piece comes from CoBank, a national cooperative bank helping to provide financing solutions for rural water systems. Learn more at cobank.com.
And finally, in news from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the elk management plan for the Gunnison area is now complete. The plan was developed after more than a year of work and included input from the public in two public meetings in Lake City and Gunnison. It was approved by the Parks and Wildlife Commission in March. To view the elk management plan, go to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.